you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's program, we look at the new training opportunities for the tourism sector. Stay tuned. Investing in human capital is one of the goals of the tourism ministry. Our tourism workers contribute greatly to making Jamaica's product world-renowned. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says, enabling Jamaica's human capital to deliver high-quality service and investing in their development is a priority of the government.
Training and development, therefore, is a no-brainer. I want to announce that Cabinet approved the arrangements for the establishment of the first Jamaica's School of Hospitality. And the School of Hospitality will be primarily focusing on the middle and upper levels of the industry.
The minister says the hospitality school will comprise of a laboratory as well as classrooms.
So the hotel that will attend will be the laboratory, and then the school will be for the level of formal training that may be required. The focus of the institution, however, will be heavily on hands-on. So we will be training for competence as well as for pedagogic skills.
The program is designed to provide young graduates with the requisite experience and qualifications to enter the industry. The facility is expected to deliver training on the five networks for visitor experience: gastronomy, knowledge, shopping, health and wellness, and sports and entertainment.
And it's not just training now in, let's say, gastronomy. So you have a elaborate and well-equipped kitchen, which is what most of the institutions now have. But they also be training in spas and health and wellness facilities, training in terms of shopping, training in terms of meetings and conventions, how you deal with meetings and conventions, and so on and so forth. So what we'll be doing is creating areas of specialization. So you want to be the chef, the sous chef, which is a big position today. In fact, the real stars of tourism now are the chefs. And we don't have too many sous chefs that are Jamaicans. We want to create more. We want to train sous chefs.
The government will partner with professionals from international tourism training institutions to develop a business plan and curriculum. Programs are set to get underway in 2018. Craft training is another area in which the ministry plans to make investment. This as the government partners with Edna Manley School of the Visual and Performing Arts to develop Jamaica's first Institute for Craft Development.
The institute we expect to start later this year, because flowing from the MOU with Edna Manley, Edna Manley will roll it out even before the formal building is completed in Ocherias for the students to go.
In addition to the institution, there will also be a merchandising center geared towards the marketing of the craft.
So we are creating not now just a facility for merchandising, but we'll be creating an attraction by itself, a must visit center for all visitors who come to Jamaica, a marketable area. And we're partnering with the UDC and the Port Authority in building out these facilities. The first one will be in Falmouth on the pier, and the second one will be in Ocherias.
Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett. For more information, call the Tourism Ministry at 920-492-6230. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.